That was Marodok by Honey Beast, and before that was Alidnad Bilbhush by Honey Beast. Shout out to Dana, who I know is listening to this. It's been a while, and we should catch up at some point. You are currently listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Go Freeform. And this is The Rainbow Theorem, hosted by DJ Chris Tsai. You are now on hour two of two on this show, and we've got some exciting stuff coming up for you. We've got some more of this in a minute. I've got a really cool track that I want to show you that I actually crafted out of Hungarian folk songs, which I'm going to bring up in a minute. We've got this neat soft rock band called Foxing, an atmospheric band I've been listening to called Hammock, and we're going to finish off with some Beach House. So that's the plan for the hour, unless plans drastically change, and they do on this show. After all, what is Freeform without that?
That was for Dana.
I'm gonna play a few more tracks from Honeybee's latest album, Bodota. So this is Hetesh and Aseretet El from Honeybee's latest album, Bodota. Enjoy. All right. Hello, Dana. You are on air, I believe. Say something. Tara, can you hear that? Okay. All right, wonderful. So Tara is one of my friends from Tufts, actually. So Dana, introduce yourself briefly. Where are you from? What are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm Dana. I go to Carleton College. I was with Chris in the Budapest program last term. I'm currently applying to math grad school, which is, you know, lots of fun.
Well, you got into math grad school.
I got into lots of math grad schools, in fact. I'm probably a solid 5 out of 7, for those of you who know the reference.
5 out of 7. Oh, my God. Wait, in the serious sense or in the mimetic sense?
In the serious sense.
Okay, right? but you know about the five out of seven meme, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I just think it's funny that I've gotten back from 7 places and we've gotten
it to 5. Yeah, no. Oh, my God. It feels so long ago that we were over in Budapest, but it's only been 2 months and a week or something like that.
What? Sorry, it seems like we have 10-week terms here, so we're nearing the end of terms. So it seems like an entire semester ago to me.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, yeah, no, but, I mean, if you started beginning of January, you are creeping up on the end of your term.
Here we are.
Good luck with all your finals.
You're starting 8th week.
Oh, my God. That's kind of scary because we're hitting week 5 and I'm currently just drowning in everything, as some of my friends would. I mean, Tara can attest to that. I've just been drowning in work. I had 3 hours of sleep last night. Go me.
Oh, no, don't do that to yourself.
I know. I mean, I can afford to do it a little more because I'm back to my sleep at 4:30 a.m. every day schedule over here. Yeah, you know how I had 8:15s every day over there?
Yep.
God.
You don't have 8:15s this term.
Oh, God, we should tell the listeners about... Why can't I remember the name of that place anymore? Oh, my God.
What place?
Okay, Kivancha, ¿qué es?
Kivancha, yeah. Kivancha is the best.
Oh, God. It was. And then there was.
Oh, God. Oh, I had like another leftover meal of dish. It was so gigantic. It literally gave you like 4 full-size sausages.
Yeah, no, so there was, so background for listeners, Hungarian food is really good. I mean, really good. And I'm surprised that, you know, you don't see Hungarian cuisine often outside of Hungary itself. I mean, given that the ingredients are often so simple. I mean, a major ingredient for a lot of things is Hungarian paprika. And they also have a whole philosophy of using the whole animal and all that. And you just get a lot of really imaginative things that I haven't been able to find outside. I have Erdőspiste then is sitting in my fridge right now. and I actually used some a few days ago in some of my pasta.
Yeah.
But I miss that place. Hopefully I'm going to be back there in August.
Oh, really? Wow. That'd be fun.
Yeah, no. Because you know how I have some friends in the area, Henrik.
Yeah,
others. So I might go visit them on my way back from Hong Kong. If I can make it over there.
Soon.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends.
Fly around the world.
Yeah, it all depends on the REUs that I get, you know. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. And then there was Fritzi as well, where they, you know, give you a friggin' 3-course meal for $3.50.
I know.
God, my mouth's watering
really
just thinking about it. Oh, and then board game nights. You know what we should do sometime? We should play Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes. Keith, if you're still listening to this stream, we still have one bomb that we haven't beaten together, and we need to get through that something. Moving on. Did you ever get through more of that? Did you ever play more with your parents?
No, I didn't. I didn't have much time with my parents, but I introduced some people on my floor over here. So
oh
I
my
had a
God.
Little bit of time here. Oh, and by the way, I have a new game for you, Chris. You're going to love it.
What is it?
Spyfall.
Skyfall?
It's about being Spyfall. It's about being spies.
Spyfall.
It's like a sort of mafia thing, but it's way better.
Spyfall. Oh my god, I haven't
heard of this.
I haven't heard of this.
I'll tell you more about it later.
I mean, Heath can telegram me if he's heard about this.
It's very new.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'll definitely have to look into it. I still haven't looked fully into Cash and Guns. Heath got Hanabi and refuses to follow a convention.
What? How do you not follow a convention? How do you ever win?
See, Heath. Oh god. Heath was like, "Don't talk about KTANE on this show, or else you're gonna get put on a list somewhere."
Oh. Well, if you don't actually say what it's about, you don't know. Keep talking. Nobody explodes it about.
We do. Yeah.
I mean, we won't be put on a list for saying words we're not supposed to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna take you back off the air so that we can put a few more tracks on. But I mean, stay on the line and I'll catch up with you in a bit.
Definitely.
So I've got some tracks from a band called Foxing. They're a really neat band. I just want to show you a few tracks from them. So this is Weave from their album Dealer. All right, enjoy.
With taking warm of wet love, soaking blood through a dark wood wall, the unhinged call of oxygen. How have I been stuck here for so long? Rain out a tunnel. Her hollow flag tracks on my breath. We dance naked outside of your bathroom until our bare feet sweat tracks on the tile. As you came, you moaned about loving them. Such convenience and regret after the fact. While our hitch breaths trip on false moons, we both know we'll be right here again. So by now I know where the door is. Wait outside till you call me back in. Future love, don't fall apart. Future love, don't fall apart. We purge on the milk of new trees as we come to our one-legged loom. By the time we were dead, we were open. Such constriction from a self-made trap. And our thieves ever dry rot.
That was Eiffel by Foxing from their album Dealer. Before that was Weave and Night Channels. What did you think of that, Dana?
I liked it a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, actually, we spent the whole time on the phone catching up, so...
Yeah, I was kind of listening to it in the background, but, you know, I thought nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. No, I mean, Foxing is pretty cool stuff, but I realized that I totally forgot to put something else on, which I meant to put after Honeybee stuff. Also, shout out to Zuzu if you're listening to this. Hodgepodge. So I put together this Hungarian folk song medley a while back, and I performed it in Cambridge in front of a few hundred people, and it's the most people I've actually performed my ocarina in front of. So I'd actually like to put this on. No, Dana, we should tell them about authentic Chinese food.
Okay.
Well, it's funny how half our adventures in
room.
Sorry?
I have the calendar from Nanjing in my dorm room right now.
Oh, so you were the one who kept it?
I kept it.
Oh my god. I have several calendars from that trip. It's great. Yeah, no. As some of you know, I'm from Hong Kong, and it is hard to find good, authentic Chinese food when you're outside Hong Kong. I mean, there was this article a friend linked me to a while back. I mean, that actually said that, you know, quote-unquote authentic Chinese food in Boston is actually geared towards New Englanders' tastes, and I found that really interesting. But, point being that if it's hard to get authentic Chinese food where there's a large Chinese population in the U.S., in major cities like Boston, it's really... really hard to find authentic Chinese food in a place like Budapest, where this community doesn't exist at all. To that end, some friends and I, including Dana, became regulars of this place called Nanjing Kinai Eterem, which does pretty good Chinese food. We went every weekend; they got to know us. And the guy Dana was dating at the time would always order like Kung Pao chicken or lemon chicken, and Dana and I would be so adventurous. It's like, all right, we're gonna get this pork belly dish. Actually, I got Dana hooked on beef tendons.
Beef tendon is so good. It doesn't taste like soap at all.
Yeah, no, you can. I mean, cilantro, I guess you can totally find it in any butcher shop, I mean, for really cheap, and then just get a pressure cooker or a slow cooker and just boil that thing down.
Yeah, maybe I'll make it for myself in grad school.
Do it! I mean, once you get a slow cooker, that is. That's a worthy investment.
Purchases. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So anyway, I'd like to show you Hungarian folk songs. So I decided, actually, in the course of over winter break, when I had a few weeks to spare, just like, hey, I should make something, and I've been really wanting to put this together. So I put together this all ocarina arrangement of several Hungarian this medley of several Hungarian folk songs. It's meant to be kind of a show tune and kind of impossible. So I still don't know how I pulled this off live. Also, big props to Kiara. She's a friend in Germany who helped me mix all this and made it sound as beautiful as it is. But yeah, this is Hungarian folk songs. Enjoy. Thank you. That was a Hungarian folk song medley. God, what do I say for the artist? I did it all. Yay!
Chris did it all.
Woo! Yeah. What'd you think? Unfortunately, you weren't there for the live performance.
I wasn't, but I heard you practice it many times in your room.
Oh, I'm so sorry if I annoyed people with all of that.
I was fine. I know a lot of the song now because of it.
Yeah, no, Hungarian folk songs are weird sometimes. I mean, Hula Silva Afaro. It has a few verses, and it starts off innocuous, like children's folk songs. Plums are falling from the tree. I'm coming from the farm now. Hi, ruta ruta kukurica derce, which means in Hungarian, nonsense, corn nonsense, literally. And then it starts to get a bit weird. I mean, it's like leaves are falling from the tree. My lover left me. Nonsense, nonsense, corn nonsense. If you leave me for a year, I'll leave you for 2 years. Nonsense, nonsense, corn nonsense. If you leave me for 2 years, I'll leave you forever. Nonsense, nonsense, corn nonsense. Then the last verse. I have a hat with a peacock feather in it.
Oh my God.
Nonsense, nonsense, corn nonsense. It makes absolutely no sense if you actually try and parse it.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it?
I love that.
Yeah.
That's my type of folk song.
Woo! Anyway, have you... I think we are going to have a PSA next, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I mean, did you want to pick one, or should I just load one up over here?
I don't know. We technically could do both.
I have never
heard one of the... I mean, I did hear one, like, during my training, but... Yeah, for the most part, I haven't heard many of the...
All right,
pre-recorded PSAs.
All right, we'll just do one from here. All right, PSA break. We'll be back shortly after these messages.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Say that again.
What a groovy tune.
Indeed it is.
So groovy.
Oh, mentioned on Twitter, on Hungarian folk song lyrics, nonsense, corn nonsense, because that's exactly what it is. Anyway, I'd like to close off the night with something a little lighter here. I did mention I was going to play Hammock, but I think I'll relegate that to next week because I've got some other atmospheric bands that I'd like to bring into play, and maybe I'll dedicate an entire show to them. But, this one goes out to you again, Thrayton, I guess. Beach House. So while I was gone, they released not one, but two new albums. Depression Cherry and Thank Your Lucky Stars. And to be honest, I mean, Depression Cherry seemed more of a continuation of their sound, and Thank Your Lucky Stars seemed most similar to their inaugural self-titled album. Or was it self-titled? I can't remember off the top of my head, and I really should know that if I'm to be a professional DJ on here. Anyway, Depression Cherry is one of the albums I've been listening to nonstop in the past few months, and there are several really amazing tracks on there that I'd like to show you guys. So, without further ado, I'd like to play the first track from the album, Levitation, and then two of my undoubtedly my favorite Beach House songs, Space Song and PPP. Enjoy.
With
That was PPP by Beach House, preceded by Space Song and Levitation, all off their most recent album, Depression Cherry. So, Tara, in three words or less, what did you think of that?
Oh, I have more than three words. Not a depressing cherry.
I like it. You will hear more of Beach House.